Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, here on this Tuesday, talking some NFL, some Titans, and we bring in our friend Jonathan Hutton from OutKick, who joins us now, little Paradise City, bringing us back. Hutt, what's up? How are you?
Hey, great to be back with you guys. Hope you're doing well. How was Vegas, Chase?
Vegas was great. I survived and had a good time, so, you know, it was good.
Do we all agree that 3 days is the perfect amount of time for Las Vegas?
100%. 3 days is all you need. More than that is excessive. It's too much.
I'm with you. Super Bowl was way too long, and I'm not complaining. It was a blast, but I'm watching people at the airport leave. It's a different vibe when you arrive versus when you leave. Let's put it that way.
100%. 100%. So I want to start with the news yesterday. Russell Wilson's going to get released by the Denver Broncos. And obviously there are teams that need a quarterback out there. No, any Titans fans saying they should sign Russell Wilson, be quiet. I don't want to hear that. But what is the true market for him at this point, knowing that you're probably not going to have to pay a whole lot to get him?
Well, I mean, so here's where I come down to Russell Wilson. I think he bugs a lot of his teammates, like rubs them the wrong way. Dude had an office, for instance. I mean, it's bizarre. But the starting quarterback list in the NFL, it's pretty short when it comes down to just who can win and who can't. And, I mean, how many would we list before you get to like, is he really starter? Or is he kind of a fringe first string, second string? Like, where is where are some of the quarterbacks after 15 or 16 on this list, right? Wilson's on the upper half of that, of just the guys that you would have as a starting QB. So I think you would sign him to be your starting QB. He's not coming in to battle for the job. The only reason he was benched is so that they weren't on the hook for the injury guarantee in Denver. But the fact they're taking an $85 million cap hit, dead cap hit, to not have him there a year after Sean Payton arrives and chooses the Broncos as the team he wants to come back and coach, that's a huge red flag for me. Massive.
Yeah.
Because Payton's had success. He could have stayed where he was in the media for another year. He had his pick of any franchise. Jim Harbaugh did too. Don't forget the Denver Broncos, they flew to Ann Arbor to meet with Jim Harbaugh to give him a final pitch before they hired Sean Payton. And Payton decided to take it. Harbaugh didn't. And Russell Wilson was there. There's something up there. And I don't think it's just, oh, he's not that good. I think it's more of, this dude is just weird. I don't know how else to frame this. And I think the players, like Marshawn Lynch is speaking out on it, doesn't have his phone number. That's just, you can hate somebody and still have their phone number, especially if you're playing in a couple Super Bowls with the dude. There's more to it than just can he still play or not. Let Russ cook. I think it's more about what happens Monday through Saturday for him and what the teammates actually feel about with him and the coaches for that matter.
Oh, hey, Jonathan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Joe? What did I do? Did I?
No, we had a pause. Chaser got back late, so he's at the home studio, and then I'm here at the other studio.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah,
there we are. On my screen, it pops up as 102.5 The Game. Joe, you've never looked better.
Right. The blank thing. It's funny because before the show, we were talking, and Hutton, when I say Russell Wilson, what's the first thing that comes to mind? For people now, it's not like, oh, the Super Bowl when he beat Peyton or when he should have beat Brady. Right. It's like, this guy's an ass. I mean, and so now the narrative has changed so much on him.
But no, like, I don't know if he's an ass. He's like the way he goes through the mechanism of like in his head, he's playing out a game by himself during warmups. Like he's, you know, doing checks at the line, pretending he's like a LARPer at the park with the foam swords. Like he's just, that's how I describe it. Like, he's just like, who the hell is this guy? It comes across as fake. It's almost acting. I don't think it's acting, but it's right there to where he's like, okay, he's trying too hard, but he does it I don't know if he does it for attention as much as he's playing the role. And I feel like your teammates see through that. And maybe he's an ass behind the scenes, Joe. On the field, I don't know if he's an alpha, okay?
Right.
I don't know if he's truly an alpha. But I do know if you're listing 15 quarterbacks in the NFL, even at his age, he's still in the top half. I mean, it's that or Jarrett Stidham, right? Where would he be on the list? But, again, the red flag is they chose to go with Jarrett Stidham and take an $85 million dead cap hit. Stidham's not going to be the starter when the season begins.
That's
my
great
point is,
yeah,
right now he is. And they decided to do this instead of just play it out because they owe him a lot of money anyway.
3 billion people on the planet. We can't find 20 quarterbacks here. It's amazing.
No, but that's I think that shows the importance of the position, how difficult it is to find that dude.
Oh,
once you've got him, you're set. You're in the upper half of the league, and it's a very, very hard spot to be in whenever you get into a cycle where you have bad management and you can't identify that person.
Well, you know what? That's a great point, because there is a stat hunting out there. It talks about teams that have started rookie quarterbacks. Last year they started rookie quarterback. The Green Bay Packers last started a rookie quarterback in 1987.
Wow.
This just shows you Favre, Rodgers, Love, what a quarterback. And that, I mean, if Jordan Love continues this trajectory, Hutton, I mean, next 12, 15 years, the Packers are set. So you're exactly right about the assessment of a quarterback.
And he made one awful interception, one bad throw against San Francisco, because they were going to win that game. They had the ball, and they gave up a lead, but they had the ball, and he made a terrible throw across his body, across the middle of the field, interception. And he was on a roll where he had one interception over his last, what, 6 or 7 weeks. I mean, he was playing great. And the Green Bay Packers, to your point, they are at a quarterback what the Pittsburgh Steelers are at a head coach. Just the consistency. And again, there's just certain franchises get it, certain franchises don't. And that's what makes, by the way, this whole conversation, that's what makes the Dak Prescott decision in Dallas so difficult, because he's good enough to invest in, because you're resetting and you look around the league, and this is a great example here in Nashville. Which quarterback spot would you rather be in? I'd rather be in Dallas with their quarterback spot, because they're winning 12 games, 3 consecutive seasons in a row. That's the point. And then you roll the dice in the postseason. At some point you have to invest in that guy, because it's tough to find another guy that's going to meet that bar.
Ooh.
Hutton, the Titans, we've talked about this time and time again, have all this cap space to use this year.
Yeah.
And when Rand Carthon was on with us last week, I brought that up with him of, you got the cap space, but are you ready to spend the cash? Are you willing to spend the cash? Is Amy willing to, you know, to spend what it's going to take? And obviously he was very calculated in how he answered that question, and you know, said, like, you can't let the money burn a hole in your pocket. But there are some free agents out there that I think can help this team right now. The question is that going to be good enough to get them, you know, out of where they've been the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years, and actually back into the playoffs with some of the free agents that are available? Or is this still going to be a process where they're going to have to rebuild through the draft and it take a few years? So how would you go about tackling free agency when the legal tampering period starts next week?
Chase, this would be an easier question to answer had they actually gone headfirst into a rebuild a year ago. They were one foot in, one foot out.
Yep.
And I think that's ultimately why Vrabel's not here, because they would be redoing exactly what they did a year ago. I don't think this is a quick fix, personally. I don't think this is just find a veteran offensive tackle, pay him a lot of money, overpay because that's what you have to do in free agency, and everything's good because you protect Will Levis. Ultimately, it's on him. But I don't think this is one off season, and that's why I mentioned last off season they didn't really do that. Now they're going to, but they don't. They spend money. The problem is they've been spending money on players that haven't panned out. Jeffrey Simmons is the big money player right now, and he pans out. But in free agency, look at offensive tackle, look at Bud Dupree with the injury history. They've been bringing guys in with injury histories or coming off of an injury. Now there's a new decision maker or makers. And, you know, now you have to bet on the fact that they're going to know what they're doing and identify the players that are going to not just be who they were, but take the team or the player next to them to another level because you bring them in and pair them with someone, pair them next to another position, especially on the defensive front, offensive line, et cetera. And you invest in the fact that Bill Callahan is there on the offensive line. He's going to take a player and bring more consistent play out of said player. So, no, I don't think it's a quick fix. And I don't think that spending money in free agency automatically makes you a playoff team. They're going to go down the path of being closer to doing that, which is something they didn't do last offseason.
Going to be interesting for sure. Hard to believe that free agency is almost here for the NFL.
I know. By the way, when you think there are players that will help them, I agree. Are you identifying a position in that? I think corner is a spot. I think they're going to spend money on corner. They're going to spend money on offensive line because they have to. But is there a specific player, Chase, that you think fits them very well? Because I don't look at this free agent crop, especially on the offensive line, and think there is there's a bona fide, you know, just a Pro Bowler there. That's why I think they're going tackle early.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's an offensive lineman. You know, I'll just say that, not necessarily a tackle that you're going to be able to plug in right away. And I mean, you look at Tyron Smith; he can't stay healthy. I don't know how much that helps.
We've seen what happens with players with an injury history with this franchise. It's not good.
Right. And there are good receivers. I don't think there are great receivers that can help you. But corner would be the one. Like if you're going to spend the money,
I think so.
Then corner is where you need to go. Now, I mean, do you kick the tires on Chris Jones if he's available? Of course you do.
Yes.
I mean, I think
every team
certainly
should.
But the every odds of you should. Landing him are not very good.
That's all fair. But I mean, you've got the money to spend, and you have a rookie quarterback making a rookie or a first contract salary. That's very beneficial to load up on a premier player, elite player. That's an example, though, of you're paying a player. You're not overpaying a player. You're paying elite talent to come in and play. And Chris Jones has done that, even on a one-year contract, betting on himself and just deciding to play because, well, Kansas City was just going to call his bluff if he continued to sit out. They needed him. And look what he did whenever they finally gave him the money to show up for one more year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hutton, the answer for the Green Bay Packers, Don Majkowski was the last starting rookie quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in 1987.
That didn't turn out so well?
Majkowski was okay. He got hurt, and then Brett Favre came in 92 and took over, and then Majkowski, they called him the Magic Man for a reason. And he was okay, and then he got hurt, and Favre came in and said, all right, I'll never relinquish this role for 15 seasons, and he didn't. And it just happened, but that's the question. The Green Bay Packers, 1987, last time they started a rookie quarterback.
I just love the fact that they did that survey in the NFLPA, and the ownership for the Green Bay Packers got an A+.
That's us, right? Isn't that us? The people.
It's the people. But, like, how about the Steelers? The Steelers got an F for ownership. What?
That makes no
How is that?
Sense to me.
Right.
But the Rooney's got an F, but the people got an A+. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, oh, man. For sure. Hutton, we'll talk next week and see what happens with free agency. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of the week.
Jonathan Hutton from OutKick joining us here on the show. We'll come back with What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays. Chase and Big Joe presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.